Okay, Shalom Rabbosai. I notified that we will, between now and Rosh Hashanah, we'll see about Yom Kippur afterwards, but we'll focus on inyanim of, we'll call inyanim of the yoma, the relevant issues for now, for these days. So, the truth is that I actually don't intend to talk about Rosh Hashanah per se tonight, but I want to talk about the remaining days until Rosh Hashanah. And then I hope Lee Nether to spend the next two nights actually talking about Rosh Hashanah. So I just want to make the point first that there's a certain paradox that on Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. That's the day when everything is decided. Everything is at stake on Rosh Hashanah. And yet, we're told that the main focus on Rosh Hashanah is not to be davening for our needs. The main focus of Rosh Hashanah is crowning Hashem as king. And I hope we'll talk about that, Bezras Hashem. But we also insert, this year less so, because it's going to be Shabbos the first day, but on the second day, we insert tefillos for the year here and there, but it's not the theme of the day, and it's not the focus of the day. Now, we do spend the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah in intense tefillah for the coming year, right? That's what the slichas are all about. And in a sense, we might say that really Elul is a time of grace. Is a time when Hashem says, yeah, I'm giving you the opportunity now to try to put yourself in as good position as possible for the coming year. So really, these are the days to take advantage of primarily as days of tefillah for the coming year. So I want to read, I'm not going to read the whole letter inside, but there's a very poignant letter in the Sefer Sifte Chaim, written by Reb Chaim Friedlander. We have the very classic Sefer. Reb Chaim Friedlander was nifter from an illness, I believe it was 1987. And he was nifter in a hospital in New York. Sorry, maybe 1985. He was nifter in a hospital in New York. He was there, away from his yeshivas, away from his talmides, and he wrote a letter to his Talmidim from his deathbed. It's a very poignant letter. And he says as follows. Again, we don't have time to read the whole letter inside. We'll try to read it briefly in English, even though it's really written in Hebrew. If you want to look for it in the Sifte Chaim, it's page Kuf Yud. So, he says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, "Kol shana sherosha b'tchilasa is asheres b'seifa." A year that starts out poor ends up rich. What does this mean? So Rashi says, "Sherosha b'tchilasa." If the year starts out poor, meaning you approach the beginning of the year as a poor man, Rashi says, "She Yisrael oisim atzman roshim b'Rosh Hashanah." Yisrael, the Jewish people, they act like poor people on Rosh Hashanah. Meaning what? The daber tachnunim utfila. In the way that they come and beg. In shenema tachnunim yidaber rosh. Like it says, a poor person who is trying to solicit mercy and solicit assistance is going to talk in a very pleading manner. And this, Chazal is telling us, that's the way to approach tefillah Rosh Hashanah. So Reb Chaim Friedlander continues and says, so here in the Gemara, Reb Yitzchak, that's the Chacham from the Gemara who said this, he's telling us what the approach is if we want to fare best in the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. What's the approach to take? The approach to take is to try to approach Rosh Hashanah as a poor man with the attitude of a beggar. the attitude of a beggar. What does this mean? How do you act like a beggar? What does it mean to approach with the attitude of a beggar? So, Reb Chaim Friedlander says it means to understand that we actually are beggars on Rosh Hashanah, not to act like a beggar, but to appreciate that that's what you are right now. Now, what is a beggar? A beggar is a person, we're talking in a very general way, who has nothing. He has nothing, but yet he hopes he's going to have supper tonight. Right now, he doesn't have money for supper. And he certainly doesn't have money to pay his rent at the end of the month. But he's hoping that he will. And he comes to this person who he thinks can help him out, and he's begging him to please help him out. So Reb Chaim Friedlander says, understand that at the moment you actually have nothing. You have nothing, and whatever you envision that you would like to have now for this coming year, you should realize that now is the time for it, to ask for it. Now let's appreciate what it means that you have nothing. Generally speaking, often when we move into Rosh Hashanah, it's with a feeling of, what are the things we'd like to have this year? We'd like to see a certain shidduch happen, like to see the parnos improve, etc. But there are things that we already do have, and they're not really part of the equation in our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. Reb Chaim Friedlander says, a person might say, what do you mean a beggar who has nothing? I might be a beggar in the sense that I want more things. What does it mean that I'm a beggar who has nothing? He says, here you have a Jew, Baruch Hashem, he has good parnasa, he might even have investments in safe places, he's a capable guy, he's a bright guy, he has a good family situation, good friends, he has a home. So what does it mean that he's supposed to stand by Hashem like a beggar with the sense of having absolutely nothing? So he says, the understanding is that we have to internalize that anything we do have is not given over to us in a way that, okay, now it belongs to me until something changes. He says, it's the understanding that Hashem is deciding that you should have it. Hashem is deciding you should have it on a regular basis. And the more you can sense that, no, it's not like, well, this I already have in my pocket. It's only what more can I get out of Hashem. But the understanding that right now, Hashem is laying out my entire year, and He is now, yes, He gave me a home today, gave me a home yesterday, gave me a home 3 days ago, but now He's going to be deciding if I should still have that home. Or, I shouldn't even put it that way, not if I should still have the home. He's going to be deciding now if He should give me a home tomorrow and the next day. So this is the essence. It's to appreciate that, no, I am constantly being provided with these benefits by Hashem. And it's a daily decision that Hashem decides that I should continue to have it. We do see, we have a person who's very well-to-do, and then Khalilah, he loses his fortune, all of a sudden, the same thing can happen with health, the same thing can happen with other areas of happiness, chas v'shalom. So, the idea is you want to approach Rosh Hashanah with a sense of, I want to really review everything in my life. I want to review everything in my life and realize that this is being given to me constantly by Hashem. He gave it to me as a gift. Each day is another decision on Hashem's part. I want this person to have this. If we can internalize that, we will develop a much stronger sense of dependence on Hashem. And you know what? Here I'm already elaborating on my own. According to the Maharal, this is the essence of what tefillah is. The essence of tefillah is to sense dependence. To sense dependence on Hashem. Not to say, well, okay, a few things I can already knock off the list. life? I have. A good wife? I have. Good husband. I have a family. I have parnasa. I have a home. I'd like a few more things. But to say no. It's all going back to the drawing board. And the more you can sense that, this is all been, Hashem is giving it to me. Another day and another day. And now on Rosh Hashanah, I want to go as far back as I can and say to Hashem, I understand that life is a gift. It's not a given. It's not something that's self-understood because why should I die? I haven't reached the age yet. But rather, that life is a gift that's given on a regular basis. And I'm asking Hashem, can you... No, I'm not taking it for granted. I realize that that also is up in question right now. And I'm asking you to give me this. And I'm asking you to give me a home. This past year, you granted me a home. And I'm asking you to grant me a home for the coming year as well. The more you can sense how whatever you have is simply being provided by Hashem, and the understanding that the fact that He gave it to you yesterday does not obligate Him, it doesn't require Him to give it to you again today, then the more powerful, the more meaningful your tefillah is, and that actually puts you in a better place of merit for Rosh Hashanah. So that's aspect number one of what it means to come with the attitude of a beggar. You try to get into the mindset of, right now it's Rosh Hashanah, I'm starting from scratch, everything back to the drawing board, there are no givens, and whatever I want, starting with life itself, and everything else that we have in our lives, I have to ask Hashem for now. This gives a person's tefillah much higher power, much higher stakes. It's very different than a person who's coming and saying, feels confident, feels like he's on solid footing, and just has a couple of things. Hashem, if you could help me work this out and work that out, I'd appreciate it. That's number one. Number two, another aspect of a beggar is that a beggar isn't paying. He's asking you to help him out without giving you anything in return. So this is number two. To come with the understanding that we don't really have a claim on Hashem. To come with the understanding that if Hashem really wanted to go with strict judgment, we would not be deserving. And on the contrary, we are appealing to Hashem's chesed. We're appealing to Hashem's rachamim. That is our leg to stand on. That's the only leg we have to stand on. So this is a beggar in another aspect. A, I have nothing. Whatever I think I have, I understand that Hashem gave to me for this last year, but I have no idea. Tavshin pei. Hashem decided, I'm going to give this person a gift called life. I have no idea if Hashem decided to give me that for Tavshin Pei Aleph, and the same goes for everything else that I have in my life. So that's number one. I'm a beggar in the sense that I have nothing at the moment. Everything that I had in Tavshin Pei, that was Tavshin Pei. Right now I have nothing. I have to ask Hashem for everything. And number two, aspect number two of approaching as a beggar is with the understanding that I have nothing to pay with. I'm coming to Hashem very humbly and saying, Hashem, I have nothing to offer you, but I heard, and I've actually experienced, that you do chesed for free. And that's what I'm coming in asking for. I understand that nothing is coming to me. I understand that I can't tell Hashem, well, life, you know, I once heard somebody say, it rubbed me very wrong. I understand the person is coming from a sincere place. But someone was talking to me about the ins and outs of moving to Eretz Yisrael. This person said, I kind of had like when I was davening to Hashem, I said to Hashem, Hashem, in order for me to move to Eretz Yisrael, X, Y, Z are non-negotiable. That's a scary term to use when you're busy interacting with Hashem. Non-negotiable. The fact that you exist is negotiable. Right? The fact that you have a functioning heart is negotiable. What do you mean? X, Y, Z are non-negotiable. Nothing is non-negotiable. And that's exactly the point here. You're a beggar. A beggar can't come and tell the person he wants to collect money for. He says, look, $10,000 is non-negotiable. If you want to give me $15,000, that leaves room to discuss. You're a beggar. If you can approach the Tefillah to the new year in that way, that actually gives you the best standing. And this is what Chazal is telling us. The successful year will be the year that you approached in the first place as a beggar. Again, in two senses. In the sense that I appreciate that at the moment I have absolutely nothing. Whatever I'd like to have from life and on, I have to ask for. And number two, that I have no leg to stand on except the fact that I know that Hashem does chesed for free. So let's utilize these last few days of intense tefillah to mit Hashem be zoicha to such a year.